A long-standing debate with no end in sight will trudge forward during Tuesday's City Council meeting, at which two motions opposing the Kingsway Entertainment District will come up. These members' motions include a push by Ward 2 Coun. Michael Vignini for the city to reconsider the project now proposal by 3RD Line Studio, and a motion by Ward 3 Coun. Jerry Montpelier for an arena question to be included in an October 24 referendum. The project now proposal was an unsolicited idea by 3RD Line Studio that proposed a downtown arena renovation project advertised as being $40 million less than the planned KED, which the city has budgeted at $100 million. Within the preamble to Vignini's motion, the $60 million price tag has been reiterated alongside a claim that the project would also include an indoor parking facility which could address an identified parking need in downtown Sudbury. During a presentation to City Council in October 2020, Tim James with 3RD Line Studio noted that Project Now's approximately $60 million price tag did not include a parking structure, which he estimated as carrying a price tag of around $35 million. City Council voted against a December 2020 motion to have staff take a closer look at Project Now, a narrow 6-6 vote that included opposition by Vignini. The following month, Vignini said he mistakenly voted against the motion due to miscommunication and thought he was voting on its deferral. In the year that followed, City Council voted to have staff proceed with the KED. The city is currently working with three shortlisted teams on their design, build requests for proposals in hopes of having ground break by the end of the year. Montpelier's motion proposes a referendum question on October 24 that asks, are you in favor of spending $113 million on a new arena? The ambiguity of new arena is deliberate, Montpelier said, and $113 million is an updated ballpark estimate for the approximate cost of either the KED arena or a modernized downtown Sudbury community arena. The timing of an October 24 referendum puts it in conflict with the existing direction of City Council for staff to move quickly on the KED. The current projected timeline anticipates that a legally binding project completion agreement will have been signed by all partners prior to this year's municipal election in anticipation of a grand opening in 2025. Both KED-related members' motions are reconsiderations of previous directions of City Council and will as such require a two-thirds majority vote of City Council to be presented. Although City Council remains divided on the KED, a narrow majority has consistently voted in favor of the project. As such, it's unlikely that either anti-KED motion will pass. A review of the city's museums is also on Tuesday's City Council agenda, a review first tabled in December. Ward 12 Coun. Jocelyn Landry Altman introduced a successful motion at the time to delay City Council's debate until such time as city staff had prepared a presentation and the city's elected officials had taken a closer look at what has been proposed. City staff is advising the city to keep the city's museums closed throughout 2022 and for a museum's revitalization business plan to be developed for consideration as part of the 2023 budget. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.